Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Friend, I'm so excited to record this episode for you because I'm going to share a personal story that literally just happened last week that really, really shifted a lot for me. And I will be sharing about mindset and how to use your mindset and your thoughts to think differently and feel differently in the same circumstance. So if the circumstance can't change, you choose to think differently about it and you feel differently and you respond differently. I wanted to also tell you that my goal is to hit 80,000 downloads on this podcast by the end of the year. And I need your help. I need your help because most moms hear a podcast from a recommendation from a friend like you. So would you do me a favor and share this podcast with a friend? Just text it to a girlfriend that you know is also likes to learn how to become a better version of herself, how to become a better mom, who likes personal reflection and going deeper and shifting her old ways of doing things and wanting to show up as a mom who's loving and kind and thriving and happy and joyful. And so if this is something that's been helpful for you, please share it with a friend. I will be so, so grateful, and help me hit to 80,000 downloads. And then by February, which is my 3-year anniversary on this podcast, I want to hit 100K downloads. So those are my goals, and I would love for you to support me on that journey. So today, before I share my story, I wanted to share with you about something that's been actually super helpful for me in my life, and it's going to directly relate to this story. So in the summertime, if you've been listening to previous episodes, I signed up for a 12-week coaching program with Tessa Romero, and it was called Mind-Body Alignment, and the theme was to show up in the way that you are proud of as an individual in circumstances that you don't like. And she teaches on mindset. She teaches on kind of like thinking more empowering thoughts when you feel like the circumstances are not going your way. You process some of the maybe past events that were not so good that make you feel icky. And so, I really like that course because it really helped me be more empowered with my mindset as a mom. I know a lot of practical tools and proactive support, and that's the kind of stuff I've been teaching here, and it's been so helpful and transformational. And the next step is mindset and using your thoughts to help you feel empowered and not helpless and as a victim in a circumstance. Well, Tessa released a new course that is called Mommy Mindset, just literally this month. And since I was already part of her summer program, I got access to this new course. And it is literally the best mom course I've ever purchased or been in. And this course is specifically for moms who struggle with negative mentality and negative thoughts and negative mindset and want to feel empowered as a mom. So if you ever find yourself saying negative thoughts to yourself, I'm so stressed, I'm overwhelmed, I'm lazy, I'm not good enough, and all these negative thoughts that you tell yourself, or even tell your kids, you're so lazy, you're so loud, you're annoying, or things like that, and you catch yourself saying negative things to yourself about yourself and to your kids about them, and you want to shift that, this course is for you. Because it is literally a fraction of the cost of what my coaching program is, maybe one tenth of what my coaching program is. And it is so, so, so life-changing if you actually do the work. And I will be in the live round if you choose to join me, which I am so, so, so encouraging you to do so. It's probably the best, one of the best gifts that you can give for your kids is to work on yourself to show up as a better mom. And so if you are not in like survival part of the years with your kids and you are just ready to work on yourself and your mentality and your mindset to think differently, to feel differently, to show up as a better mom, this course is for you. So if you struggle with saying negative things to yourself and to your kids, this is going to be so powerful because it's practically, how do you shift from that? Oftentimes we say, oh, I know I don't want to react. I know I don't want to yell, but what do you want to do? How do you want to respond in a God-honoring, Christ-centered way to your children? What kind of mom do you want them to have? And what kind of terms do you want to tell your kids to help them feel empowered and actually feel good about themselves? Because oftentimes we just criticize them and say a lot of negative things instead of saying things that build them up and encourage them. And so if you feel like you are just stuck in a negative mentality as a mom, you feel like you have to do all these things to take care of your kids, this course is for you. It will completely shift your perspective. So for example, one of the things is in there that you need to write a mommy vision. How do you want to be as a mom in circumstances that you don't like? Or how this mom that you want to be, how does she show up for her kids in the mornings? How does she handle herself? What does she say? What does she do? How does she spend time with her kids? Another one is like saying, like, instead of like, oh, I have to do this, I never get to do this. My kids always interrupt me. I'm always the last one on the list. And shifting your perspective to, this is my chance to be the mom that I want to be for my kids. And in that, when I'm choosing to show up for my kids right now, I'm choosing to cook dinner for my family instead of, oh, I have to do this. This sucks. And or like, we have expectations of our kids. Well, what about expectations of yourself? If your kids are not doing what you want them to do, yes, you set the expectation, but what if they don't meet that? What are you expecting yourself to do in that circumstance? So, and then you actually go through scenarios. You actually write down what you're going to do differently. How are you going to show up? You first figure out what kind of mom you want to be. And then as that type of mom, how are you going to show up in those circumstances? If you tell your kids like, oh no, I'll do it by myself, but your kids want to do things together, how to create that closeness with your kids and do things together with your kids and just, and like, instead of feeling like, oh my gosh, they always scream, they always yell, they never get along, how do you shift that to an opportunity for you to teach them instead of just be negative? And so, my friend, I am like so pumped. I've already been through, I already like did some of the lessons in here. I worked ahead of time, and because there are going to be live coaching sessions actually starting this week on Wednesday, and I'm just so, so excited, and it has already shifted so much for me. I already knew some of this information, but just that specifically applying to motherhood, and like, if you are a person that just likes to grow and learn and actually implement, not just, oh, I'm learning this information, this is great, but actually take action on it, this course is so much for you. So I'm just so excited because I reached out to Tessa. I'm like, hey, like, I love your course. I would love to share about it with my audience because I have only one main package, and that is a 12-week coaching program, and it's a big investment, and many moms are not able to do that. But this is just such a fraction of the cost, but is, I tell you, it's probably worth thousands, but it's only $250, and you should run and sign up for it. So now that I'm just so excited, like for real. The reason I'm sharing this to you because I know it's going to serve you so well. And if you join the live round for an extra $50 with the live coaching sessions with Tessa, you get to ask her questions about your circumstance and how you can shift your perspective and mindset and show up as a better mom. And she's so wise. She's got three little boys, and she's such a blessing. She has blessed me so much, and she is a Christian. She's a believer. So I think you are going to find it so helpful. And if you want to join the live route, I'd love for you to join me because I will be in there as well. And now I want to share the story with you. I want to share the story. So one of the things that you get to do in this course is create a version of the mom that you want to be. So create an identity of the mom that you want to be. So not like, so you know, there's our, you know, Christ identity, our identity is in Christ, but there's also identity that our identity that we identify as on a regular basis. And we say things like, oh, I'm people pleaser. Oh, I'm stressed. Oh, I'm overwhelmed. Oh, I'm, you know, tired. And you attach that to who you are as an individual. So if you want to shift and to show up as a better mom, who you want to be, you create, you pick terms of what kind of mom you want to be instead of who you not want to be, but who you want to be. So for example, I pick the terms lighthearted, playful, warm, connective to describe me. That's the kind of mom I want to be for my kids. Slow, adaptive, fulfilled, intentional, and peaceful. So some of these things is like, oh, I already know that's who I am. And I just want to be more of that. Other things are stretching me a little bit because that's not who I naturally am. I'm not naturally lighthearted. I lean naturally more towards the negative side of things. And just taking things too seriously. I'm not naturally playful with my kids, but that's who I want to be for my family, for my kids. Playful with my husband, with my kids, but this is more of specifically for motherhood. And so you craft your new I am statement, what kind of mom you want to be for your kids. For example, like I am Christ loving towards my children and I want to be warm and connected with them. So, but the one that I created was, I am lighthearted and playful with my kids, creating a warm and connective environment. I am slow to anger and slow to speak, being adaptive when things aren't going my way. I am fulfilled in my role as a mommy, and I am intentional with my words and actions to create a peaceful home my kids enjoy being in. So what I really like about this course, and that it's super practical, is that you pick terms that kind of mom you want to be. And then you actually say those terms over yourself every day and you write them out every single day. So this statement, this little short paragraph, I write out every single day in my journal. So it's in the top of my mind. Every single morning I write it down. So I remember that this is the kind of mom I want to be for my kids throughout the day. And so when hard circumstances do show up and my kids are not doing what I want them to do and are misbehaving or things are not going my way, since I am choosing to be lighthearted and playful and connective and warm and slow and intentional, so if that's who I am and that's who I'm choosing to be as a mom, how will that mom show up in that circumstance? And this is the story I want to share with you. So last week on Wednesday, I pick up my kids from school and my kids don't get homework on Wednesdays. They go to a Christian private school. And on Wednesday, there's no homework. And we come home and my oldest son, who's 11, he's like, hey, mom, can we go to Target? There is a girl in my class who had these blue light glasses that I really, really want, because he had a whole story behind it. If you had kids and if you have one that is super persistent, this one is mine. And he just had a whole story. He had an example of like the iPad that he's using at school is too bright for his eyes. And if he turns it on lower dim, the teacher walks around and cannot see his screen. So he might get in trouble. So he really, really, really needs these blue light glasses, which I know he doesn't really need them, but to him, it's like super important at the moment. He's like, can you please take me to Target so I can buy it with my own money? I really want to go. And my husband was not going to get home till 8 p.m. that night. And I knew he's going to have a long work day. And so it would be me going to Target with four kids. Well, I have not been to the store with four kids in like a very, very long time. And I do that intentionally. If you have ever been to the store with kids, you know how things are, right? And so one of the things that Tessa teaches in her course, she's like, our mind loves to predict. and it likes to be right. So right away, as he asked me that question, I'm feeling resistant, I'm feeling negative, I'm feeling stressed. And I'm already playing out a scenario in my head, and I'm predicting a story how things are going to go. For example, I'm already predicting that it's going to be hard to go with the kids to Target, and the kids are going to keep asking for things, and they're going to run around, and the two-year-old is going to throw a fit because I'm not giving her what she wants. I'm already predicting that it's going to be very overwhelming and, you know, just stressful. If you've ever been to the store with multiple kids, you know it's not easy. It's just not, in general. It's not easy. Even, you know, even if they do behave pretty good, it's still, it's a challenge. It's a lot of work. And I'm already predicting this whole scenario in my head. And I'm like, right away, I'm feeling really resistant to it. I'm feeling overwhelmed just thinking about it. And I'm feeling like stressed out and negative. And I just, my automatic response is like, no, I don't want to go. Like, there's no good reason for me to say no. I just don't want to because I know it's going to be hard. And he's like, come on, mom, I will help you make dinner. I will buy something for the other kids at the store so, you know, so they're not sad or upset. Like, please, can you please take me? And I want to say no. There's no homework that night. We have no activities going on. I literally have no good reason to say no. And there's plenty of time before dinner time. And so I decided to go to my room. I sat in my bed and I just closed my eyes and I thought, okay, what are my thoughts right now? And I walked through like a scenario in my head. I'm thinking all these negative thoughts because I'm feeling resistant and negative because I'm assuming and predicting that things are going to be hard and negative at the store, that the kids are going to scream and yell and run away and just be chaotic. I'm already predicting that in my head. Is that true? It's not true. It's just a prediction I made in my mind. And that's what Tessa teaches in her course as well. She is like, your mind just loves to predict and it likes to be right. And our mind is negative. It's leaning towards negative. Most of the time you have to intentionally choose empowering, life-giving thoughts. And so I'm like, okay, well, it's not true that they're going to necessarily do that. I'm just predicting it. I don't know that for a fact. And right now, I'm working on myself to be lighthearted and playful. That's who I'm choosing to be as a mom. So if that's who I am as a mom, what if we go to the store and I am lighthearted and playful and I'm choosing to be that? What if I show up in that version of myself? What would it look like? Let's say my kids, my two-year-old is having a meltdown. How would that look like for me if I am playful and lighthearted with her? What would I do in that circumstance? I would maybe tickle her and distract her and, you know, be silly with her. And so I thought, you know what? This might be a really, really good challenge for me. It's also right before my cycle, which are my tough days. And I'm typically naturally more negative during that time of the month. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to try this out. This is not important to me to go to this store, but it seems to be really important to my 11-year-old, and it would totally make his day if I did go. And so I decided to say yes, because I feel like oftentimes, and Tessa teaches that in her course too, she's like, we oftentimes just say no to our kids automatically. We just say no, 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 no. And then if we want them to say more yes to us, we need to say yes more to them. And that's like, I notice that a lot. You say no a lot to your kids. At least I do. And so I'm like, okay, well, this is my chance. That phrase also I learned from Tessa. This is my chance to say yes to my kids, to connect with them, to be playful and lighthearted. And this is an opportunity for me to really test how my mindset can shift the trajectory of the circumstance. And so I decided to take them to the store. And I decided that I'm going to be lighthearted and playful. And I'm going to do it with a better mood than I had initially. And this is all perspective. This is all mindset. This is just being really intentional with your words and actions. So I went to Target with four kids. And actually, it turned out way, way, way better than I thought. And we slowly just walked around the store and looked at some Christmas decor. And then we went and found the glasses that my son wanted. Of course, my two-year-old wanted glasses too. And I chose not to give her any pairs because I knew she was going to stretch them out or break them or something. And I had to distract her and redirect her. And I was playful with her. And I was lighthearted and I was smiling and I was choosing to have a good time. And then we walked around to the toy section. Our boys just looked at all the toys that they want. And then they all ended up, you know, getting something. My oldest got the glasses. He got a little drink for my two-year-old. You know, the ones that have like juice with like baby shark on top or something. So he got her one of those. The other boys got prime drinks. And we just had a really, really good time at the store. And when the toddler was resistant and the six-year-old was disappointed that he wasn't getting what he wanted, I would remind myself, they're doing the best they can, which is another thing that Tessa teaches. They're doing the best they can, and this is my chance to be playful and lighthearted with them. And I would choose to be playful and lighthearted with them and tickle and smile and redirect and show up as the mom that I'm truly proud of. And I do show up as a mom that I'm truly proud of most of the time, but this is just like the next level. I just feel like it's even better, and just this mindset work has been so extremely powerful and transformational for me. And once we got to the car, I thought, you know what? I just recently signed another client, which I'm so excited about. I'm like, I have an opportunity to take my kids to Chick-fil-A and make their evening and just make things easier for myself. And I am just going to go and take them to Chick-fil-A. And so I surprised them. I took them to Chick-fil-A. They got to get whatever they wanted over there. And my husband wasn't home that night. And so it was just me and four kids to Chick-fil-A. We're sitting over there and just eating and just having a good time. And just my kids are so happy and grateful. They're like, Mom, thank you so much for taking us to Chick-fil-A, because they were not expecting it. We don't really eat out that much. And it was just such a wonderful evening. We came home and I was sharing that story with my husband. And I thought, you know, I'm so proud of the way that I showed up for my kids today. I am so excited that I'm really, really growing into the mom that I want my kids to have. And this is intentional work. This does not happen overnight. This is me taking intentional actions, being really intentional, like getting up early in the morning, working on my mindset, shifting, redirecting, and also asking God to help me through this, not just doing this all on my own strength. Yes, there's, you know, God's work, and then there's my work that I have to put in. If you're asking God, please help me lose my weight, you know, help me just, you know, be healthier and lose weight. Well, what are you doing differently? You got to do something different that you've never done before. You have to exercise. You have to eat healthy. You can't just pray for it to go away. Well, if you want to have more positive, intentional thoughts and empowering and feel more empowered and positive in circumstances that you don't like, well, how are you going to do that? For example, one of the things that Tessa teaches, it's like when your kiddo wakes up in the middle of the night, you have negative thoughts. Oh my gosh, they wake up in the middle of the night. Now I'm not going to get enough sleep. Now I'm going to be grumpy in the mornings. And what does it lead to? Feeling resentful and bitter and resistant. And you don't want to go to your baby. Versus, my baby is calling for me because I am the one that can comfort her. And she feels safe around me. And this is my chance to be the mommy for my kiddos and create that safe and close environment for her. Completely different feelings, right? Because you change your thoughts and you're intentionally choosing which thoughts you're going to choose actually ahead of time, not in the moment, ahead of time. You create a plan what you're going to do differently. And anyways, my friend, if you are not able to invest in my coaching program because it's at a high cost, and it is, for a reason, because there's so much individual support. This course is passive, Tessa's, and then she's just doing a live round, this round starting this week of November 15th on Wednesday is her first live round. I would highly encourage you to sign up for the extra $50 for the live round. It is so, so good. Tessa's coaching is amazing. So I want you there because I'll be there and it's that good. But it's the cost of the program does not justify the transformation it's going to bring to your motherhood if you actually do the work. $250 or $300 if you do the live round, it's so little compared to the transformation you can get and the tools that you can teach your kids and how you can shift the way that you show up as a mom. And so if you can't swing the full program for my coaching program, which it does teach similar stuff like this towards the end of the coaching program, but my program is a lot more in depth and we work on a lot of other things in the beginning. And so this is another amazing option because I don't have a passive course right now. I don't have a smaller ticket offer, but this program is it. I am highly, highly recommending it. It's specifically for moms that struggle with negative mentality, who feel helpless in circumstances, who just seems like you look at the circumstances in motherhood with the glass half empty and instead of half full. And if you just want to pass on healthy and positive mindset to your kids, this is for you. And I literally just cannot share more about it because I could, but I'm just so excited and I'm really, really inviting you to join because you will see massive changes. And I would love to connect with you if you have any more questions about this. But Tessa is lovely. She has a really amazing energy coming from her. She's so happy and excited. And just being around you encourages to be a better mom and choose intentionally to show up as a better mom. So my friend, I am so excited to share with you and invite you into this course and the live round. And this literally could be your Christmas gift for your family. And I'm not joking. This is probably one of the best investments. If any of the courses you ever bought and you feel like you haven't really gotten much out of it, this is not it. This is completely different and it's worth way more than $250. I would say it's worth thousands. It's that good and it will change your life that much, for real. And so please join me. I'm excited for you to be part of this as well. And I just want to let you know that you were meant to be a mom. It's not a mistake. You are meant to do this. God chose you out of all the women in the world to be your children's mom for a reason, because he knows you can do this job and you can do it well and you can shift and redirect. And if you are not showing up as a mom that you want to be right now for your kids, there's hope for you. You are capable of changing with God's help. You're so capable of changing, my friend. And so please join me for this live round with Tessa. I would love for you to be there. When you are in the live round with people, you're so motivated to keep going. You don't want to give up. You are so empowered and encouraged, because when you're doing stuff on your own, it's hard to stick with it. You just kind of shoot off. You're like, oh, I'll do it later. But so that's why I would love you for you to be there for the live round. And I'll be there. I'll be there for the live coaching sessions. And you can even send me through Zoom. You can say, hey, this is me, you know what? And I, you know, heard about this through your podcast. So the link to sign up for this course is in the show notes. So click on the link below and it's going to lead you to purchase this course. And then you're going to get access to it right away. You will also have an option to do an add-on for the live coaching session. So it's $250 and an extra $47, I believe, or $49 for the add-on for the live coaching sessions. So I would highly encourage you to do that just because it's that good. And Tessa is such an amazing coach and I've learned so much from her, and literally she's amazing. And I will also link in the show notes her podcast and her Instagram page. If you're still on social media, which I encourage you not to be, but if you still are, Tessa is the account that you want to follow. She's so inspiring and motivating and exactly what you need in this world of so much negativity in motherhood. So excited for you to join me. My friend, I hope you have a great holidays coming up. And if you found this episode so helpful, please text it to a friend. I will be so grateful and I will see you in the next episode. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes? This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.